Journalists in Pacific Island nations worry that China's increasing presence in the region is threatening press freedom. Solomon Islands Media Association boycotted an event for China's visiting foreign minister yesterday after reporters were banned from asking him any questions. The Chinese dignitary is now travelling to other Pacific nations to broker security deals with them, and journalists fear secrecy will follow. With more, here's John Daly.
Vanuatu-based investigative journalist Dan McGarry knows how dangerous telling the truth in the Pacific can be.
The list of things that have happened is very, very long. Colleagues of mine have been fired from their jobs. I was kicked out of the country briefly. Others have faced criminal prosecution. Bureaucratic pressures are placed on us at all the time. So it's a tough gig these days, and it's getting tougher.
He published a series of stories in the Daily newspaper in 2019 about the deportation of Chinese nationals without trial. Soon after, his work visa renewal was rejected, forcing him to leave the country and his Nevan wife and children. Dan McGarry is back working in Vanuatu now, but he fears for the region's press freedom as China's influence grows.
It's very, very hard to see how we're going to be able to maintain the right to speak truth to power in the absence of an active defense of that right, and where that defense is going to come from when our own governments are acquiescing to this kind of pressure it does lead to a great deal of uncertainty. And frankly, I fear for the future of the media in the Pacific right now.
Observers say the region's media industry has been under pressure for some time. The digital disruption and the pandemic has left outlets struggling to get enough revenue. And more recently, some Pacific governments have used COVID-19 emergency laws to crack down on the media. The University of the South Pacific's head of journalism, Shailendra Singh, says the ability of local journalists to scrutinise dealings with China has been diminished.
It's already happening. If you look at the latest Solomon Islands, if you look at some of the latest news bulletins, Solomon Island journalists were barred from questioning the visiting Chinese delegation. Earlier on, there were reports that Solomon Islands police chased journalists from parliament, where journalists have every right to be. The journalists were in parliament to cover the debate over the security pact with China. So this is a worrying trend, and this is just one manifestation of how China's growing influence in the region is impacting on media rights.
The new Labor government is countering this by pledging a $30 million boost to the ABC's international programming budget, which includes Indo-Pacific reporting and capacity building. But Jonathan Pryke from the Lowy Institute's Pacific Program says more ABC funding is not a panacea for an ailing Pacific press.
The major problem is the failing industry that is independent media in the Pacific. Providing money to the ABC to do more broadcasting into and out of the Pacific isn't going to solve that problem. More is going to need to be done to help these kind of journalists in Solomon Islands right now who are being very brave in boycotting this visit, in the midst of extreme pressure.
The Lowy Institute's Jonathan Pryke and in John Daly's report.